This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Tell us something we don't know.
The challenge is set to tell us something we don't know. A CD pack up for grabs. This is your chance to win something. Our chance to learn something. And we have Lisa on the line right now. How are you?
Oh, I'm so excited. I've been trying for weeks to get through.
Oh, good.
Well, hopefully your little tidbit of information is something we don't know. So hit us with it.
Did you know that banging your head against a brick wall burns 150 calories?
Wow.
For how long? Just like once?
No, I think continually.
Right.
Let's not get technical.
Okay. So banging your head against a wall, it has to be brick or just a wall?
Probably a wall.
Just a wall, okay.
Any hard surface.
Okay. 150 calories.
Is that just because you're like killing brain cells and they're all just dying? Because I wouldn't recommend it as a point of exercise.
I wouldn't do it once or a sustained effort.
No.
Either one. It just wouldn't happen, to be perfectly honest. I don't want to put that one to the test.
However, I did not know it.
Didn't know that one?
No, did you?
No, I had no idea. No idea.
It's not something my PT has recommended.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. Okay, for your next exercise, put down the dumbbells. You will be banging your head against a wall for the next 15 minutes.
Perfect.
And go.
Oh, definitely do not recommend.
No. Lisa, well, congratulations, because we didn't know that. So you've scored yourself the CD pack for today. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
You have successfully taught us something today.
Wonderful. I've been drawing pets for the last week now. I've got two down out of about 50 or 60.
Well, no. What's happened is people have submitted photos of their pets. Yeah. I don't know if you've turned them into drawings of pets or not.
I have. They're very lifelike. And it's all because I drew a photo of... It's not a photo, a drawing of my dog, but it could be mistaken for a photo because it's that good. And, Hamish, you think they're actually terrible.
I do think. In fact, a lot of people think they're actually terrible.
Okay, well, I've had 50 to 60 people ask me to draw their pets because they loved it.
Yeah.
And so that is good enough for me to say that I am an artiste, if that many people want my pieces of art.
Mm-hmm.
And I have begun. I've begun on the 50 to 60 animals. I haven't counted them because I'm too scared.
No, there's a
lot. Too scared to know how many drawings I have to do. But one of those drawings is of Ashley's dog, Ollie. He's a sausage dog. So I have Ashley on the line with us right now. How are you going?
I'm good.
You submitted a cute photo of your dog, Ollie, and he's wearing a cute little sweater and he looks adorable. What are your expectations for this drawing?
I've seen some of your past pictures and you've managed to capture their character, so I can't wait to see Ollie's character come out in that picture.
You've managed to... What?
See, well, the thing is,
these people?
No, I'm not, but the last one I drew was a Doberman, and people are saying he looks like a Dash Hound.
Yeah.
And this one is a Dash Hound, and...
Who knows what it's going to
turn out like. I'm worried what you're going to think he looks like, but, okay, I'm going to send it to you right now, Ashley, so you can give your first impression to us right this very second. All right. I've sent Ollie through, so he's on his way. I've even drawn the tiles behind him in his cute little jumper, and he should be to your device any second.
Oh, my God, it's so cute.
Is it?
Oh, my God. That's amazing. His jumper's amazing.
See, the funny... Hamish has a very odd look on his face because he saw this one and he was like, that's horrific. And even my mum, when she saw the Doberman, she's like, you've improved. And then she saw Ollie the Dash Hound and she was like, and you've gone backwards. So you're the first person to say that this is good.
Oh, no, that's amazing. You've got his little beady eyes, right? Everything.
Now, Gabby did say that she was going to draw pictures of pets and she wasn't going to charge any money whatsoever, but I think some money has changed hands.
Just the other way around.
In the other direction.
Oh, no, you've done brilliantly. He's gorgeous.
Thanks, Ashley. I spent a lot of time on it.
What is going on?
Imagine.
This is so confusing. Have you sent through a different picture? Have you got somebody else to draw it?
It's on our page, so you can view it, Hamish. You know that I'm not doing anything dodgy. It is legit the photo of Ollie the Dash Hound sitting on the tiles with his little blue and purple jumper on, and he looks adorable.
All right, so where are you going to put this this picture? Are you going to get it framed? What's the process?
Absolutely, I'm going to get it framed. It's going to go right up on with all the other family photos on the shelves.
Perfect. Oh, my God, I love that so much.
Ashley, have you booked in an appointment for Specsavers?
No, I've done all that. My eyes are fine.
I don't know if they are.
You've just got to have the right eye for it, Amy.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Art is very personal.
Is that what that is? Out of the two of us, Gab, I think everybody knows that I am not the smart one. You are definitely the smarter one. But I thought I'd put you to the test this morning because yesterday, actually, I was having a look online and I found an IQ test. Mm. Don't ask me how I found it. I just found it.
You're always Googling IQ tests. I know you. You love to test your abilities.
Yes, I do, clearly, just to see if things change, if I've improved, because I can't get any worse. But as it turns out, I found, I'm guessing it's the world's shortest IQ test. It's a 3-question test that they actually use, and it's called the Cognitive Reflection Test. Mm. They use it around the world, 3 questions in it, and what they do is, because it's such a short test, not only do they work out how smart you are on whether you get the answers right or wrong, but how quickly you get them as well. So we won't worry about the timing side of things, but I thought I'd run you through these questions and see how you go. Mm-hmm. Now, I got 2 out of the 3. I'll give you the one that I got wrong or couldn't get last.
Okay.
So you're ready for this? We'll see how you go.
Okay.
Your first question is this. If it takes 5 machines 5 minutes to make 5 widgets, how long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
5 minutes.
5 minutes is absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Okay.
Here's your next one. In a lake, there is a patch of lily pads.
Yes.
Every day, the patch doubles in size.
Uh-huh.
If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long would it take for the patch to cover half of the lake?
24 days. Wait, no, because it's doubling in size.
Mm.
Oh, it's so hard not to see the text.
Yeah.
Because listening's not my strong point.
Clearly.
Wait. 10 days.
10 days.
I don't know. No. I can't remember the numbers anymore.
No.
What were the numbers again?
All right, I'll give it to you again. In a lake, there is a patch of lily pads.
Yes.
Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long would it take for the patch to cover half of the lake? Remembering, every day it doubles in size.
To cover half the lake?
Yeah.
Oh, it would take 47.
47 days.
Yes.
There we go. That's what we're looking for. Good work. Okay, let's... Let's move on.
Almost didn't get that one.
Here's the one that got me. See how you go with this one. You might need your pen.
Oh, God, okay.
A bat and a ball cost $1.10 in total. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
10 cents.
10 cents? 10 cents is incorrect. All right, I'm going to give you some thinking time. Anybody else want to answer this one?
Oh, give us a call. 90.
90 cents?
No.
All right, so, sorry, I better do this just for... Yeah, okay, so, if you've got an answer, if you want to answer, give us a call right now, 13, 12, 16. Other than that, I will give you the answer in a couple of minutes' time. Gab, keep thinking about it.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
We're the same IQ. That's really disappointing.
Well, I don't think we are, because you did get one question... You've only so far, if I was taking first answers, got 1 out of 3.
It's very different when you're reading it, though.
Whatever you need to tell yourself. We've got Luke on the line. Luke, you know the answer?
Would it be 5 cents?
Would it be 5 cents? 5 cents is absolutely correct.
How long did it take you to figure that out, Luke?
About 20 seconds.
There we go.
Yeah, but you weren't under pressure like I was.
So, I was under pressure to be first caller.
That's right.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, you kind of was.
I win.
No. So, whatever you need to tell yourself.
I'm not competitive.
No, not at all. All right, congrats, Luke, and congrats me, because I think we've proved that now, or at least for the next 5 minutes, I am the more intelligent one out of the two of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll let you believe that.
No one believes that. A lot of people talking about the weather at the moment. A lot of people that wouldn't normally talk about the weather talking about the weather, because we're going through some unseasonably weird stuff.
Yes.
It's not right.
No, it's so warm.
Now, we thought that we'd catch up with somebody that's in the know when it comes to weather. So you can hold your own if the conversation turns to the weather at some stage over the next
couple
of days. Yes, of course it will. So yesterday after the show, we caught up with Tom Saunders, who is actually the chief meteorologist at Sky News Weather, to get the rundown on weather around the region for the next couple of days, but also into summer. And this is how it went down. Tom, how are you?
Oh, very well. Thanks for having me.
No worries.
You must
all
be very busy at the moment because the weather is doing funny things.
Yeah, well, we smashed records over the weekend across New South Wales with dozens of towns that had their hottest September day on record. And Queensland is next. You actually called it just the right time. I've just gone through the record books, having a look at the forecast temperatures over the next couple of days in the all-time records for this time of year. And it looks like we're going to probably see about a dozen towns in Queensland also breaking records over the next couple of days.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
So on Wednesday, so tomorrow, we've got forecast temperatures of Roma, 40 degrees. Ooh. Now, the all-time September record is 40.1 in Roma, so there's roughly a 50% chance Roma will break that record. Charleville's forecast hit 41. Their record is 39 for September. That should go. St. George, 41 degrees is the forecast for Wednesday. Their all-time record for September is 39.2. So we're going to break records through the south of the state.
Oh, God. So how long are we expecting this heat wave to last? Because I am so worried about summer.
Yeah, so the hot temperatures at the moment, it's due to a northwesterly airstream, and we've had that since late last week. So it was hot all through the weekend. We're going to see the hot temperatures continue on Thursday, and then on Friday we'll start to get some cooler weather just down near the New South Wales border, but it will certainly take its time. I guess Toowoomba's a pretty good example. Forecast to hit 34 degrees in Toowoomba. Toowoomba's all-time record is 34.4. So there's a pretty good chance that Toowoomba will also break the record. That's the forecast for Thursday. Then Friday dropping to 32, then Saturday dropping to 29. So we're just sort of dropping a couple of degrees every day. It'll take a while.
Okay, so that's the next couple of days taken care of. What about long term? Are we expecting to have a very, very hot, dry summer? Or
it's looking like it'll be hot, not necessarily dry. Right. Now, Toowoomba has only had 3 millimetres of rain in the past 2 months, so we basically haven't had any rain for 2 months. Now, this is because the pressure across Australia has been higher than normal through the winter. As we warm up, the pressure will start to drop into the wet season. I am expecting that rainfall patterns will return to average, perhaps even above average rain for eastern parts of Queensland. There's a slight chance of a weak La Nina. Farmers love La Nina. It brings the rainfall. Talking about temperatures, though, it should stay hotter than normal. We've just had our warmest winter on record for Australia for maximum temps. I'm expecting spring and summer also warmer than average.
Great. Yeah, I am a southerner living in Queensland, and that is not good news for me. I don't deal well with heat.
Yeah, it will be hot, and of course, going into summer, the humidity starts to pick up. So what we're seeing right now, we don't actually classify it as a heat wave because the humidity is quite low. We're not seeing heat discomfort. I mean, sure, you're going to sweat, you're going to need some water, but it's not necessarily dangerous for humans. Mm. But then once you get into summer, once you get the humidity as well, then you're talking about the serious, uncomfortable heat.
All right, I'm migrating south, and I'll do the show from there.
Yeah, you've got some time, Gab.
A couple of weeks, and then I'll just pack my bags.
As soon as it starts to heat up again. All right, Tom, thank you very much for your time this morning. And, of course, for the latest severe weather updates, Sky News Weather, Foxtel Channel 603. Make sure you're on it, Tom. Thanks for that.
Okay, cheers, guys.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.